Today, Ben has borrowed three books from the library. He is skimming through the first one when he comes upon a sheet of folded paper and four slip between the pages. Ben unfolds the sheet. It's a letter to Santa. "Dear Santa," the letter says, "this year, I would like you to bring me a blue bike from Barnabas." What a shame to have forgotten that letter in the library book, Ben thinks. Santa Claus will never receive it, and Barnabas won't get his blue bike. He's going to be sad. So Ben does not hesitate for a second. He puts the letter in his pocket, puts his skis on, and leaves. He knows that Santa Claus lives in the North Pole, so he goes straight there. He travels through snow and wind for a long time. But Ben is not cold. He must find Santa Claus to give him Barnabas' letter. When he gets to the North Pole, he doesn't know exactly where Santa's house is. Luckily, he encounters a seal and asks it for directions, but the seal does not know where the house is. A little further, he meets a polar bear. Unfortunately, it does not know exactly where Santa lives either. Suddenly, he sees a little man wearing a red pointed hat. This must be one of Santa's elves. Ben approaches him, but the elf doesn't speak English and answers in a language Ben can't understand. "Chimbilibilik!" Ben has an idea. He picks up a sheet of paper and draws Santa Claus. The elf now understands. He waves his arms around shouting, "Chimbilibilik!" And Ben figures out that the elf is telling him to follow him. They arrive in front of a huge cavern. It's very dark in there. Ben is a little afraid, but thinks of Barnabas and his bike and follows the elf. At the very bottom of the cavern, there is a very long spiral staircase that goes down, down, all the way to Santa's place. "Chimbi chimbilik," the elf explains to Santa Claus, waving his arms around.
"Bilik bilik. Bilik bilik,"
Santa answers. Fortunately, he speaks English as well, and Ben can tell him the whole story. He gives him Barnabas' letter, and Santa hangs it on the wall with a tack next to children's letters from all around the world.
"Thanks to you, Barnabas will get his bike for Christmas. He will be very happy,"
Santa says. And to thank Ben, he offers to take him home by sleigh. The sleigh glides through the sky at the speed of light. Santa Claus flies over the clouds, overtakes the planes, and in a matter of minutes, they reach Ben's house. Santa signals for the reindeers to stop, and he drops Ben off on the roof of his house. They say goodbye, and Ben jumps down the chimney. Only when he lands in the living room does he hear his mom's voice calling him.
"Ben, bath is ready!"
Ben goes to his mother in the bathroom. When she sees him all covered in soot, his mom exclaims,
"What have you been up to this time?"
Ben does not answer, and through the window, he sees Santa's sleigh flying away in the night.